Episode 8. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitroff with this week's Talmud podcast. This week we're going to be discussing the Mishnah on 33b in Bava Metzia. The Mishnah said, Shilem v'loretzi lishpa, that if he pays, he doesn't want to take a shavua. What happened? His friend gave him something to watch, and he lost it or it was stolen. So he decides, I prefer to pay, and I don't want to take a shavua. What does Rashi say there? V'loretzi lishpa, shavua shomrim. He doesn't want to take a shavua shomrim. Shelo pashaba, he doesn't want to take the shavua that says that I was not negligent. And he doesn't want to take a shavua that says, I didn't get any pleasure from your thing, I didn't use your thing. Because he really could pater himself with the shavua. Zu harshamru, like Chachamim say. But he doesn't want to take a shavua. Comes to Maharshon and explains to Rashi. He says, Aval shavua de'enu b'rishuso sirik lishpa afilu im shilem. He explains that even though it's true, like Rashi says, he doesn't want to take a shavua that he was negligent, and he doesn't want to take a shavua that he touched the object, but he still has to take a shavua that it's not in his possession. Afilu im shilem, even if he pays. Shema einav noten ba, maybe he had his eye on this thing. Kedamrinu lekamen, like it says on daf, lamed dao and amud beis. And what does it say there? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna claims that he has to take a shavua that it's not in his possession. Because maybe he had his eyes on it. And Rashi there in Lamed Daled Amud Beis explains that Rav Huna is speaking on our Mishnah. Even though he paid, he's still going to have to take the shavua. Like it says, Shilem, he wants to pay, and he doesn't want to take a Shavua. So it comes out, even though the Mishnah says clearly, he pays and he doesn't want to take a Shavua, so but it's limited to those two Shavuot, but the Shavua that is not in his Rishus, that he still has to do. It's a Mefarsh Gemara, Lama Dawa Nubes, according to Rav Huna. Rashi just explained that it's on the Mishnah, so he still has to take a Shavua. And this is also according to the halacha, the Tor Shulchan Aruch and Reisa Dekei. Halacha Aleph says like this: Tawin Anifka Chenignav. If the shomer claimed it was stolen, hapikadon, or nevad, or it was lost, but lord say lishba, and he doesn't want to take a shavua, and the lord say lishalam, rather he would pay. Mashvin Odso Sheinu Brushuso. He still has to take the shavua that it's not in his brushus. The Chashin and Shema Notem Bari Nav, because we're worried that maybe he had his eyes on it. And that's what the Torah Shulchan Aruch says. Comes along the Prisha on the Shulchan Aruch and asks the obvious question. What does this Shomer gain? He's going to pay. He's paying in order to not take the Shavua. It says he pays and he doesn't want to take a Shavua. But it comes out that he has to take a Shavua anyway. So what does he gain by paying? So the preacher wants to say like this. He doesn't have to take the shavua that he was negligent. And he doesn't have to take the shavua that he touched the object. So what does he gain from that? The year of the nafsho, he's afraid. Maybe he really did get pleasure from the object. And he touched it. Or pesha bo lefamim b'shmira. Or maybe he was negligent. Maybe he left the door open one day. Who knows what? He still gains the fact that he doesn't have to take these other two shavuas, which he's worried about. Even though he does have to take a shavua that is not in his rishus, it's not in his domain. Comes along the Ritva on 34b, and he has Lechora difficulty. Rashi told us that Rav Huna is speaking on our Mishnah, which means that in our Mishnah, even when he pays, he still has to take a Shavua that is not his Rishus. V'af agav perushna la'ayu, even though we explained above, the masnisin ma'iri, b'shignigdava be'edim, the Ritva explained earlier that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Edom. So if it's a case of Edom, the su leka chashta, surely we don't have a chashash that it's stolen with shoes. There's witnesses that it was stolen or lost. And therefore, how can it be that Rashi explained on Lamed Daled Amud Beis that Rav Huna is speaking on our Mishnah if our Mishnah is talking about Edom? Surely in such a case, it has to take a shavua at all. If he pays, he doesn't have to take any shavua. He wants to explain Makomakomas Nisin Muchak the Bakor Ofni Mairi. The Mishnah really speaking about every case. It's true earlier we said it was talking about Adam, but it's Lav Dafka. It's even talking about a case without Adam. Even when there's no witnesses of the theft. Because it says in the Mishnah simply, Shilem, he pays, and he doesn't want to take a shavua. Shalom red salishba shenignava. He doesn't want to take a shavua that it was stolen. Or shalom red salishba shalom pashaba. Or he doesn't want to take a shavua that he was negligent. With shalak boya, that he touched it. Could the perish Rashi hasam, like Rashi explains there, Rashi, like the Marsha pointed out, that Rashi only brings down these two shavuas. What's Peshat in the Mishnah, where Rashi says that he doesn't want to take a shavua? It's specifically these two shavuas. But Rav Huna is speaking out a case where there's no Edom. And when Rashi explains that Rav Huna is speaking on our Mishnah, he's talking about the case without Edom. Even though it's true in the case where there is Edom, he does not have to take a Shavua that is not his Rishus. And that's what Rashi explained on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. That's because he's explaining the Mishnah according to the understanding that there's Edom in the Mishnah, there's witnesses. So of course he doesn't have to take a Shavua that still was with shoes. But even if there's Edom, he will have to take a Shavua that he didn't touch it or that he wasn't negligent, because that doesn't help. So what if there's Edom that was stolen? Maybe he touched it, maybe he put it in a different place, maybe he was negligent, and that's why it was stolen. So according to the Ritva, Rashi is telling us Peshat where there is Edom. Now the Pnei Yeshua has a different understanding of Rashi. He makes the same diuk that the Maharsha made, which is that since Rashi said that he does not want to take the Shavua, a Shavua Shomrim, that he was Poshea, that he was negligent, or the Shavua Vishlach Boya, that he touched the thing, he doesn't want to take that, we can make the inference that the Shavua that is not in the shoes, he does have to make. And it's a Mefarsh Gemara, it's Rav Huna, on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and Rashi says it's speaking about the Mishnah. Except the Pnei Yeshua wants to explain that according to the second answer of Tosfos, earlier in the first shir, we had a question on the Mishnah. The question was, why does it say Avdu in the Mishnah? What is Avdu, a lost object, doing in the Mishnah since there's no kefel, there's no double payment? And the whole Mishnah is about who does the double payment go to, so what is it doing there? So Tosfos' second answer was, Lav Dafka Avdu. When it says Ganvu, it says, we know it was stolen, we just don't know if it was Boshay or negligent or not. And when it says Avdu, we know it was lost, but we don't know if it was lost by the way of thievery or not the way of thievery. So what does that mean? We know both these things. We know. We know because there's Edom. We saw Edom. Witnesses saw that it was stolen, or witnesses saw that it was lost. So we know it was lost. In such a case, for sure, he doesn't have to take a shavua that is still in his reshus. And this is what the Pnei Yeshua says. He says like this, Mihu, Lefia Teret Sheni Shekatuv B'Tosfos. However, according to the second answer of Tosfos, with Divrei Maskal Mafkid, the Irish Yadu Elano Shenignava, that we know that it was stolen, Asi Shaper, everything works out fine. V'ein Sirik Lishba Klau Kishmashalim. When he pays, he doesn't have to make a Shavua at all. V'chein Nireit Peshat Delishtin Demasnisin. He wants to say that simple understanding of the Mishnah. V'lo Rotze Lishba. What does it mean? He doesn't want to take Shavua, mashma the beki gavna the bahachi airi shemeshalim lefisha ain't a rod say lishba. He's why is he paying? He doesn't want to take a shavua at all. A filu beemes, even a true shavua. Im kain akorcha akri tashlumim. Therefore, we're forced to say that after he pays leka shavua klau, there is no shavua at all. So I believe what the Pnei Yeshua is saying, that's Peshat according to Rashi. Rashi is learning our Mishnah that it's talking about a case of Edom. Why did Rashi say that he doesn't take these two Shavuas? He doesn't take the Shavua of Poshay of negligence or the Shavua Shlach Boyad. That's because those are the Shavuas that he doesn't want to take. But for sure the Shavua that is in Rishus, that Shavua he doesn't have to take at all. That's because there's witnesses that it was taken out of his Rishus. And therefore, the diuk doesn't stand. We can't make the inference that Rashi was speaking specifically to and not the third one. Because in the case of witnesses, there is no third Shavua. It doesn't apply. What do we do with the Rashi over there on Lama Dawad Amud Beis that says that the Rav Huna who says you take a Shavua is talking about our Mishnah? That seems to be in the more Dochik Peshat of the Mishnah. We are learning it without Adam. It's difficult, but we usually like to say the Pnei Yeshua is supporting Rashi. So that's why I'm reading the Pnei Yeshua in that way. Okay, that's it for this week's Talmud podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and please share it with your friends. Look below this video for any links for any supplemental material that can help you to understand this class. Umar abaki ve ashleichem, isruvai lashleichem.